Are you loving what you're hearing? Well, the establishment hates it, and right now they're conjuring up new ways to try and censor RCR. To ensure you never miss a beat of the hard-hitting news you've come to know and love, make sure you're on the RCR mailing list. Get connected now at realitycheck.radio/email.
Well, instead of listening to the music, you've just been hearing Chaya Chaya to put us in the right cultural groove for this Music with Meaning. I've got Jaspreet back in the studio with me, and we're going to talk about four tracks of music that have meaning. Jaspreet, what's your first track of music and tell us why you've chosen it?
The first one is from this movie called Kesari. Kesari translates to literally as saffron. That's the color of sacrifice, the color of bravery. And it's also, in fact, one of the colors of Sikhism. You know, when there's a little flag that flies and most temples, gurdwaras. Why this caught my attention, so the name of the song is, shall I say it out loud? Teri Mitti. Teri Mitti is your land. And the song literally translates as, may I, physically, my body, my mind, my soul, become a part of the land, of this land, its soil, its very essence. May I be one with the land. And this particular song, you know, growing up with the army background that I have been and seeing all that I've seen around me, this is not a very old song. It's just been a few years, so not exactly from my childhood, but it brings back some memories of some of the tricolor draped coffins I have seen and what they stood for. So this movie was dramatized on a very big battle that took place. It's the Battle of Saragarh. You know, for a brief history lesson, this is based on a true story. So 12th September, 1897, 21 Sikh soldiers of the then 36th Sikh Regiment, which was, you know, part of the British Army, they defended a communication post at Saragari at what was then part of Afghanistan-Pakistan border. They were outnumbered by 8,000. 21 Sikh soldiers against 8,000 Afridi tribals.
Wow.
And man to man, they fought down. All 21 of them eventually were outnumbered and died. But their stand gave the British time to strengthen the positions at the adjoining two forts, Fort Lockhart and Gulistan, and they were able to stop the tribals getting further. The British government later posthumously awarded all 21 soldiers the Indian Order of Merit. So this is a while ago, but the Sikh regiment, which is one of, you know, my father was not a part of it. We were on a more secular regiment, but the Sikh regiment still celebrates 12th of September every year as the Saragarhi, which was the name of the fort, the Saragari Battle Honours Day. And this song, yeah, it gives me all the feels that may this land that I defend. And these soldiers, mind you, they were fighting someone else's battle somewhere else. But the feeling is still the same, to defend what to do the task you've done, you've been given, to the best of your ability, to make the ultimate sacrifice. And yeah, it sounds rather, it's hard for me to put it into words, Jerry, but when I listened to it for the first time a few years ago, it struck a chord. And then I heard the song on repeat when the Indian farmers protest began in Delhi. This was the background of that convoy that moved from Punjab, Haryana, and the other northern states and converged at Delhi and was on the road for nearly 24 months, many Kiwis would not realize it. Over 700 people died. They spent four seasons on the road, right at the peak of COVID. And at one time, there were 500,000 in Delhi that had blockaded one of the highways. So this particular song, Teri Mitti Mein Mil Jaun, is one of my faves.
Let's have a listen. Well, you've just been listening to Teri Mitti and the beautiful, beautiful reminiscences of the 1897 Saragari battle, where 21 Sikh Indians stood up against 8,000. It's a story for our times, eh? Where a few stand up against overwhelming odds.
100%.
Thank you for sharing that, Jaspreet. I was really touched by that story. What's your second piece for us, Jaspreet?
The background of my misspent youth.
Oh, goody, goody.
Goody, goody.
I was hoping we'd get to some misspent youth somewhere.
My misspent youth, my brother still says it's rather tame. I have a younger sibling, a kid brother, annoying as kid brothers go. He's 2 years younger and he was a rebel. I think I was always a Miss Goody Two Shoes. But this song, Dil Chahta Hai, What My Heart Desires, it speaks about road trips and what the summers of your childhood were like, spending them with friends, idle days, not coming back till long after you were due. And in the army, we've had lots of road trips, lots and lots of road trips. And the amount I have traveled in India, moving from one end of the country to another, it was forever trying to search for a good upbeat song. And I was in university, I think, first year of my graduation when this one came out. And boy, every time I listen to it, I end up going back to Calcutta, 2000. And when I went to watch this one with a few of my friends, good times indeed. Good times, Jerry.
Wonderful. And how do you say the name of this piece again?
Dil Chahta Hai. I don't make it.
Dil Chahta Hai.
You got it, Jerry. Don't make it easy for you, do I?
Okay, well, let's have a listen. I was hoping for a little bit more story from your misspent youth, actually.
My misspent youth. I was probably one of those annoying children, Jerry, in class, who were always hands up. Yep, anyone wants an answer, there I have it. And I would actually try to not meet the teacher's eye because, like it or not, I was a geek. I was a geek and I was trying so hard to shed that geek image. But God, that stuck. So trying to be with the cool crowd was hard for me. I essentially am a bookworm and a geek there. But university, I think I still got laid back a little, had a good set of friends. And we were in Calcutta. That's where I was there in the early 2000s. And that set of friends, we're about half a dozen in our crowd, three guys and three girls, four of each, I think. And we explored that area around those days. It was Calcutta. It's, if you can imagine, monsoons, heavy monsoons, the likes that you've never seen. It's like someone opens a tap and it doesn't shut down. And most of us were from the north of India. So traveling back was train journeys from Calcutta to North India every term break. It was some fun there, crazy times. I look back now and there's still a smile every time I head back to India. It's a matter of catching up with some of those friends and reminiscing. Boy, we were young once, weren't we?
Oh, lovely. Let's have a listen to Say It One More Time.
Dil Chahta Hai.
You've just been listening to Dil Chahta Hai and reminiscing with Jaspreet on her university times in Calcutta, as I was taught to call it. You call it Calcutta. And traveling all the way up to the northern borders every end of every term. I could just picture it, you with your friends. What a lovely, lovely song. What a beautiful sound. And what's your next piece of music for us, Jaspreet?
It'd have to be Five Times August. The artist I became aware of, this particular one right in the heydays of COVID, 2021, 2022. And this particular song is I Will Not Be Leaving Quietly. Each time I will play this all my life, Jerry, what I will remember is the road trip from Tuatapere to Invercargill to come and do the VFF pop-ups. So it is from my house on the farm to Invercargill was 85 Ks. Used to be a 170-kilometer round trip. Saturdays or Sundays, depending which way the weather gods would do. And you and I think we can both identify with the fact that we decided, you can hate me, try to break me, but I will not be leaving quietly. And hopefully in some small way, we've stood up for what we felt was right. And in circumstances that were less than ideal, I never thought a day would come that in New Zealand, I would feel threatened by the authorities. But that day did come. And the last few years, I have sort of, from a Miss Goody Two Shoes, as I was mentioning, It's been an exercise in finding my inner rebel, an exercise in finding my spine. And this song epitomizes for me all of that. I will never, this song for me is eternally related to the road trip for going and organizing a BFF pop-up.
I Shall Not Be Leaving Quietly by Five Times August. I Will Not Leave Quietly by Five Times August. And if you can just imagine Jaspreet driving a 175-kilometer round trip to have her voice to speak out and to stand up against the tyranny of governments and playing that on her car radio all the way down. It reminds me, Jaspreet, of that piece of music just launches me straight back to my brothers and sisters. You're one of them and all the ones here and right across New Zealand, a sense of community that we were not alone and that we would stand. And this man, like, you know, like the school SWAT, this man had his own kind of fears of standing up and standing out. I was terrified the first time I did anything like that. Now I look back and I just think, oh, come on, grow a pair.
I know, but it was nerve-wracking, Jerry. It was very nerve-wracking. But yeah, whenever I hear this song, the rest of my life, it would be, I'll be transported back to the Tuatapere Invercargill Road, a couple of friends who I would pick up on the way, and all of us singing this at the top of our lungs, won't be leaving quietly.
Absolutely. And for me, it was corrupting Wanaka Waterfront with about 80 of us, you know, every day during Wellington, having a party and trying to give as many of the people who were having their lunches, as we met lunchtime every day for 25 days, trying to give them indigestion. And, you know, because we weren't allowed in those restaurants and we were sure as hell not going to let them get away with it.
I know. It's hard to believe you actually lived through that. Yeah.
Oh, it's like a dream. But you know, the friendships and the bonds and the camaraderie that was built up during that time is always there. You've only got to see someone from that time and we're hugs and we're fellow warriors. And who knows what warriors we might need to be in the future. You know, I'm prepared to go all the way. I'm sure you are. But I will lie down and stand up and I will give my life for the future of my grandson. There's no question about that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and we might just have been in training.
We might just. Yeah, as I said, an exercise in finding my spine, Jerry.
Yes, yes. Well, blokes call it finding our cojones, but I don't know what the female equivalent is. I'm not sure there is one, is there?
Nah, not that I can think of at this moment.
You can't talk about finding your ovaries. It doesn't quite have the same ring as this.
It doesn't.
No. Someone should write in. Listeners, write in. What's the equivalent for the female? Love it. Okay, so now, Jaspreet, and if you're wondering what you're listening to real people on RCR, Reality Check Radio, and this is me, Jerry Pies, interviewing Jaspreet, and we're on your last track of music, so I don't know why I've only told people at the very end of the show what they're actually listening to. That's not much use. But what's your fourth and final piece of music for us, Jaspreet?
Well, the last one has to be for me, the song from Slumdog Millionaire, Jai Ho. And it's an upbeat, peppy song. I've danced to it around my living room with my kids many a times. But what it epitomizes for me is the resilience of the human spirit. You know, regardless of what happens, there's that little light in you that says, nah, we live to fight another day. And this movie, and I must confess, I've not watched it in its entirety. You know, I've watched bits and pieces in time, but the song, it follows the journey of this young kid, the young kid in some very deprived circumstances who's got this, you know, really cheeky spirit. And he ain't giving up, you know, he's set upon by thugs. He goes through all sorts of hardships, but there's this flame in him that refuses to burn out. And for me, Jai Ho is that. In fact, we were talking about trauma. There's been a time when if I've been low, turn the song on, listen to it for a couple of times and repeat, had a cup of tea and all's right with my world.
What a wonderful way for us to end this music with meaning. Jaspreet, thank you so much for sharing your life and your thoughts and even more importantly, your reflections on your life and on what's been going on. I feel as if, even though I knew you before, I feel like I know you better now. I know you a little bit more. And I love what I know, Jaspreet. It's so lovely to have a chance to chat with you and get to know you. Is there anything you want to say before we shut off and close? Is there anything that you would like to share or say to the listeners in light of these reflections? Particularly, yeah, I'm just thinking about what you just said, how beautiful it was, what you said about the importance of that cheeky spirit. I see that in you a bit. I see that in you.
I have found my cheeky spirit. Yeah, certainly I found the imp in me that sometimes comes out. I didn't find it in my childhood. But thank you so much for this opportunity, Jerry. You forced me to dig deep, bring up some reflections that I have not put into words before. You know, there's things simmering on the back burner there. But now when I look back, and it's been a great, how do I put it? I'm going to be doing some thinking after this. Myself for sure, after a cup of tea after this. But to all your listeners, thank you so much. Thank you so much for listening to me, for taking the time. There's people who, you know, to Dawn and me, they write back. They relate with some things. They don't relate with some things. But I'm always honored whenever someone takes some time from their lives, and we all lead busy lives, to drop a note or to just listen, even if they don't write back. The last few years for me, in New Zealand, I must say, somewhere, one of the silver linings of this cloud have been, I feel really accepted, really at home. It's not to say I wasn't before, but I just wasn't reaching out to people. But the last few years have shown me how much we all are the same.
Mm-hmm.
All our paths in life, they all converge onto this one point that happened to us in 2020, 2021. And it's really made me realize, no matter how much the world seems to think that we're all different and we need to look at each other through all these different lenses, at the end of it, our humanity, our shared humanity, our shared hopes and dreams for the future, they are all just the same. We're not that much different. And it's been the COVID nonsense that has actually brought it home for me. I'm forever grateful for what came out of it, the good and the bad. Thank you.
Well, Jaspreet, thank you so much for coming here and sitting in the psychotherapist chair. God bless you.
Thank you, Jerry. See you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to RCR Reality Check Radio. If you like what you're listening to, dislike what you're listening to, either way, we want to hear from you. Get in touch with us now. You can text us with your message to 2057, that's 2057, or email us at inbox@realitycheck.radio. We would love to hear from you, so connect with us today.